Barbara in Ording. Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Been a little bit, yeah.
I have a short question here. my granddaughter was over here, and she's curious, like a lot of ways that I am, with health and other things. But anyway, she was we were comparing fingernails, and she says, I've got these a couple of these white spots on my nails. I wonder what that is. What causes that? I couldn't remember what it was that causes that.
Okay, ma'am. How old's your granddaughter?
She just turned 9.
Okay. Well, she's going into white spot territory, ma'am. And what I mean is between 8 and 9 and about 13, 14, our body, those ages, you see more white spots on the nails of kids in those ages than you do at any other age. And the reason for that is that they indicate a lack of zinc.
Oh.
And zinc is one of three things that's needed for making new cells of any sort, new body cells, we'll call them. Could be blood cells, could be muscle cells, could be brain cells, anything. Making new cells, we got to have zinc. And
yeah.
Look at the enormous change in body mass between age 8 or 9 and age 13, 14. Now, certainly, percentage-wise, it's greater when we're fetuses. I mean, we grow from 2 cells to jillions of them. But what I mean by body mass is just the weight and height increase is greatest at that time of life. It's just really speeded up. And so it outruns our zinc, and very fortunately, the fingernails will give you the indicator that you're really low in the zinc. Now, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, those are high in zinc. Oysters are really good for zinc, and you can go online and check foods high in zinc to find where the foods are. But for many of the kids in middle school and the lower grades of high school, they actually need to go take some zinc. And it is safe to do at that age, especially if your nails are showing white spots. But we always want to make sure it's offset with a little bit of copper, because taking zinc so it's there's a company out there with whom I am not associated, but they're the only ones who make zinc picolinate, which is the most absorbable form of zinc, with 2 milligrams of copper. And we take one a day and see if the fingernail spots go away. And it usually takes, of course, the entire length of time it takes the nail to grow out to see if any are going to come back. But here's an incentive. Here's an incentive for kids in that age group. Zinc was tested for its efficacy against acne versus the antibiotic that was most commonly prescribed. And what do you know? The zinc did everybody as good as the tetracycline did, ma'am, for knocking down acne.
Mm-hmm. Now, the foods, now she's real picky as to what she eats. And I asked her about fish, because fish is good for us. And she said, no, I don't like fish. And she doesn't like peanut butter. And so you mentioned pumpkin seeds. Well, I haven't asked her about that. Do you have any other offerings?
Well, the only ones I got memorized are the pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, because they're kind of popular.
Okay.
But you can go online and just put in high zinc foods, and you'll get this whole long list.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And tell her one other thing. Zinc is necessary for production of growth hormone. So if she's low on zinc, she's not going to grow as tall as she might if she weren't low on zinc.
You know, I think probably is she probably has been using up her zinc, because she is growing fast.
There you go.
She's not fat, and she's not skinny, you know?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for your help. And I want to tell you that your telephone man there does a fine job.
Oh, that's Mike. Say thank you,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.